At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
All right, let's kick off the final hour of the Lake Show here on this Wednesday with friend of the show, does a phenomenal job of covering all the sports teams on the sports landscape, Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder, joining us here courtesy of the John Shushakoa Banker Hotline. There's one team in the WNBA that is undefeated at 5-0, and that team is the Minnesota Lynx. The New York Liberty are undefeated as well, but they are 4-0. Charles, coming into the year, the Minnesota Lynx, we thought that they would be contenders. Are you in agreement, though, with the media that voted or they were polled and they said the favorite to win the title this year was the Minnesota Lynx? Were you on board with that?
I could concur with it. Whether I was on board on that, I don't want to put my house on that. I don't think I would do that. But I look at this. Henry, I look at this shades of 2017. And what I said is the way the Lynx lost in 2016 at the buzzer, they used that for fuel, and they really prepared and played every game in 2017 to win a championship, and they, you know, they eventually did. And this team has that makings of doing that. Are they as talented as that team back then? No. But they have the grittiness and they have the togetherness of being together at least a year now to be able to make a good run. They're not going to go through undefeated.
Yeah,
But they can make noise. It could be a collision course between them and the Liberty again, which would be interesting because that's what happened in 2017. They played the same team they lost to in 2016. And it was a great series, probably one of the best series ever in the league history, because at the end of game four, each team scored the exact number of points going to game five. I hope that happens. I look forward to being there.
When I look at the WNBA right now, I feel like there's the Minnesota Lynx and Liberty are in a tier, and then there's everybody else. Now, granted, going into the year, I would have thought that the Las Vegas Aces would be in the same tier as those two teams, but the Aces are trying to gel. I know that they added Jewel Lloyd and all that, whatever. But right now, I think the Lynx and Liberty, they're the class of the WNBA.
And I think why? Because both teams came back with their starting group. Well, all the other teams you're talking about, Las Vegas, you're talking about teams who had to make some changes. And it takes a while to get those changes on board. Remember, the WNBA has made the shortest training camp of all pro sports. They barely go a month before they they get ready to go in the season, and they don't play a lot of exhibition games. So therefore, they really got to get their chemistry of teams don't really come together until the summertime, you know, till June when things start really heating up. So, but New York and Minnesota both came back with a starting five, and so they made little changes. Each team made little changes, but not enough to disrupt their starting five. And so, therefore, yeah, it doesn't surprise me. It's like that. And I like Seattle. I thought Seattle played very well last night. They got down, but they're another team. They're trying to gel. They're trying to put some things together. So, you know, they could be a team to be reckoned with down the road. They got a veteran group, not a rookie group, a veteran group. So, and I wouldn't count out Las Vegas. I think when they finally settle down, they can do some damage. But there's some teams that I'm really surprised Connecticut is struggling out the box as they are, but then they lost some people. I'm surprised that Chicago is not doing well. I thought they would come out the box a little bit better than they have. But they're trying to get used to a whole new coaching staff and the system that they're trying to play them in. I don't know if Condoza and Reese is fit for
if
that.
They can play together? Yeah.
Not, yeah.
Oh, you're talking about for that style, yeah.
For that style. I think they could play together well. I heard there was rumblings after the last game. That might not work too well for these days. But I think the style's not working for that. They need to – both are low-post kind of players, and I think you got to decide. You know, the Lynx did that. Remember when they got Sylvia Fowles, they didn't know how to use her at first. And they finally decided, oh, we got to put her – she got to get a touch. She got to get a touch. What is she scoring? Not the point. She got to get a touch. And that's when they really, really excelled because they put the ball inside and they dared people to stop her. And so Chicago's struggling right now. But, yeah, back to your original point, yeah. I think right now at this early point of the season, yeah, New York and Minnesota is definitely top shelf. And then you got people coming up 3, 4, 5, 6 after that. You got that middle group. Then you have some bottom feeders.
Yeah. We're talking to Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. The Lynx won last night 82-77 over the Seattle Storm. They are undefeated, 5-0, 3-0 at home. Kayla McBride, last night was her first game back with the squad, correct?
Yep.
How'd she look?
Yeah, and she looked good. There was also some rust there, but she also tweaked her ankle midway in the game. She came out. Came back in the fourth quarter. Didn't seem to have ill effects on that. There was a little rust on her, but she had her first two or three shots. Think about it. They was winning without her. So if you get her back, you know, definitely, if she plays anywhere close to she played last season, lights out.
Yeah.
Lights out on this team. And, but it was good. It was good. The concern I have with the Lynx right now, Henry, is that they missed too many open shots last night, and that can come back to kill you in a close game and almost hurt them last night. And then their bench still hasn't really come in and really make a difference. They seem like they just hold things together until the starters come back in. You got to have a bench to really make a difference. Give the starters a rest. And they can come in and do some things. You know, not just so much score, but they got to do some things. And last night, their bench really didn't do a whole lot. And it had to be, and Cheryl had to bring the starters back in because the lead was, they went from 15 to 2. You know? And you can't lose a lead against a team like Seattle. That doesn't work. Well, you're able to get some shots off and you win that game.
Well, you know, the people that get the headlines for the Minnesota Lynx are Nafisa Caldier, clearly. Courtney Williams, and then Kayla McBride. But I think that the best player that nobody talks about on the team is Alana Smith. Like, she's really, really good. I mean, she is, at times, she can be a monster on the boards, but also, when her offense gets to cooking, she's a threat.
Now, you remember, she was one of those free agents they picked up last year that nobody talked about. And she made a big difference. She made a big difference everywhere she went, and she don't need a lot. You know, she's just that kind of player. She's a glue player, if you want to call that a player. She's a glue player. She's a player that's not going to get a lot of limelight, and she's not going to demand a lot. But if you don't have her on the floor, it's going to hurt you. You know, I love her, and definitely nobody's talking about the Justin Shepherd coming back. So you get her to spell Alina Smith when she needs a break. Now you don't lose anything. You don't lose anything with those two. They didn't have that last year because Jessica took a year off. So now you got her coming off the bench. She's not a score big, but she also fits in. You get a tough rebound from her. She hit a couple of shots when you need it. They got to, you know, we keep gushing about her, but why not? But the winningest team in the city right now, you know, is the Lynx. And you got to like what they're doing right now. You know, they're going to run into some bumps in the road. That happens. But right now they're playing the best basketball you can say in the league right now. The weekly rankings just came out on Tuesday and had Minnesota number one. Okay, so definitely the league is but the national media is starting to see that as well as we see it here locally. So yeah, I'm very excited, but I love watching the Lynx games. I really do. I enjoy being there. But a different feel than it is from the Wolves. It was definitely a big drop off last night from the game the day before.
Yeah,
not for energy so far, but just that the crowd. It wasn't as big a crowd, and you know it wasn't the media crunch, and it wasn't the big focus. But it was a much better game.
the right now in the game five of the Western Conference Finals in the NBA, the Oklahoma City Thunder lead the Minnesota Timberwolves 28-11. With 11 minutes left in the second quarter there in the first half. What has been your overall thoughts on this series?
Yeah, I just think the Wolves just hit a wall. I really do. I just think that we got fool's gold from them winning the two series before that, and I think that Oklahoma City is showing that they're a better team. And Minnesota could have made this a seven-game series, but look like tonight they playing with their gone fishing hats on. They don't seem to be they don't seem to be any spirit in them. Any spirit that they had has been taken out of them on the way to the arena. They just don't have any. I'm watching the game. And they're a better team than this. They really is. They're a better team, but it's been like that all year. You know, it's been a Jekyll and Hyde type of team, a Hyde and Jekyll kind of team. You know. Yeah, I thought when Randle came back from his injury, I really thought, oh, wow, they really playing well because he's there, you know, and he's really doing well. But now he's spanking up the gym. So, I don't know. They need another year, they need another player.
It's going to be interesting because he has a player option, and then you've also got Naz Reid with a player option. Like, you would think that based on the economics of the NBA that both of those guys would opt out and into free agency. It's going to get really interesting to see what happens for the Wolves here in the offseason.
It will. It's going to test Connolly because you made that big splash to get Randle here. And if he walks away with nothing to show for it,
let's put it like this. I think that there is potentially one of those wink-wink deals. I think that they might have something done already.
Could be.
Potential.
You better say wink, wink. Remember the last time they lost seven drafts.
Yeah, that was Joe Smith. That was Joe Smith, baby. Joe Smith, baby. I know. Oh, man.
This is our day's better.
Hey, real quick, let me ask you a question about the Twins. Hey, man, the Twins, even though they lost today, they got shut out against the Tampa Rays and they lost that series. Man, they have been playing some really, really good baseball here over the course of the last month.
Yeah, Correa's starting to come around because he's healthy again. They're getting some real good play in the field. Today, just one of those days. You know, it was a getaway day type of thing, daytime, whatever. But they've really been playing well in May. You know, and I think a lot of people had them written out because they had a slow start. But I thought, I don't know if I told you, I told some people, hey, look, talking baseball goes 9 months. So, you know, y'all don't write them off after 1 month. That don't work. But they need Buxton back, and because I think he was playing well before he got hurt. And then Lewis is starting to come back. They need one more pitcher. They really do. They need one more pitcher. And I think if they get that one more pitcher, they can make some noise. They're in second place right now. They're in a conference, a division that's not the strongest.
Oh, it's competitive, man. Detroit and Kansas City. Come on now.
It is competitive.
And Cleveland?
But it also has a history of after it gets in July, teams start fading, you know. So, you know, if you get a team that's really hot and they can stay hot going into those dog days, anything can happen in this division of all divisions in baseball, this division where a team can get high and overcome a team that was in first place. That can happen. It's happened before. But I love it. I mean, I love baseball. I love it. I just wish it gets warmer again.
It will.
I love baseball. And so it'd be great to see both the Twins and the Lynx playing well this summer. I think it'd do well for this area.
Yep. I'm with you, man. Yep. Hey, Charles, man, always a pleasure to have you on the show, my man.
Thanks, Henry. You have a good day now. Good night. And let's not kill ourselves watching this game.
I know. I know. All right. That's Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder joining us here on The Late Show. Speaking of the Wolves, let's actually, when we come back, let's do a quick scoreboard. We got NHL playoff hockey going on. We've got Major League Baseball. Twins lost earlier. We'll get to a scoreboard there. But we'll start with what's going on with the T-Wolves. We'll do that next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
All right, welcome back to the show. I would say happy hump day, but it's not a happy hump day because, well, you'll figure it out here in just a second when we get into the scoreboard. But we're going to get into a scoreboard this evening. There's some things that you don't want to hear, but, hey, you know, on this show, we gotta be honest about, you know, what's happening and going on in the world of sports, and we have to address the good and the bad. Mostly bad.
I just played the All-American Rejects. It ends tonight. I mean, isn't that enough of a clue?
No, this is the Good Neighbor. We're an informative station, WCCO.
I don't want to do it, though. It's not, I don't want to talk about
it. That's what the scoreboard is all about.
I don't want to talk about it. All right.
Informing the listening audience.
I will swallow my pride and tell you that the, to quote Garth Brooks, the thunder rolls. Right now, there is about 8 minutes left to go in the first half, and the Oklahoma City Thunder are up by 26 on the Minnesota Timberwolves, 41-15. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 12 points. Anthony Edwards, only 7. Oklahoma City had a 17-point lead after the first quarter, and the Wolves have still been thoroughly outplayed. They can't take care of the ball. They can't generate any offense, and right now, they are down 41-18.
Anthony Edwards bricking free throws won't help.
Yeah, and it does look for all intents and purposes that it will end tonight for the Minnesota Timberwolves, at least for this season. Like, not forever. It's just for this season. It looks like another 5-game series for the Wolves. Unfortunately, this one they're going to be on the short end of.
Short? Oof! That's the long end of a blowout. It's frustrating.
It is frustrating because I feel like they're a child that learned nothing. Like, they're playing the same way they did in games 1 and 2. They're not defending. They're turning the ball over. And, I mean, Jalen Williams is a wagon. It's hard to watch.
Hey, real quickly, just so you guys understand, Chris Tubbs is the second worst person to watch sports with. Second worst. My dad is the worst. My dad is the worst because my dad is the guy that he watches the game, and the moment that the team starts losing, he changes the channel. So my dad's terrible. Mm-hmm. He is bandwagon. He is fair weather. The moment that the Twins fall behind a run, he turns the
He's
channel.
Done.
The Wolves fall behind by a bucket or two buckets, he switches the channel. Like, dude, watch the damn game.
Yeah.
So he's the worst person to watch a sports event with. Chris Tubbs will be the second worst because I can be sitting here in studio and I could be looking at my laptop, I could be looking at my computer, whatever. We got all the televisions on, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's literally doing play-by-play, venting to me about what's going on as though I'm not watching the game too.
I'm venting. I can't internalize my frustration with my teams.
I don't need you to be Mike Breen.
Holding everything in is not good for your mental health.
I'm just saying.
Okay? Haven't you ever heard if you see something, say something?
No.
I'm seeing it and I'm saying it.
You're the guy that talks to everybody in the sauna too, huh?
Yes.
Oh God, you're the worst.
Yes.
My God. Nobody wants to hear the extra play-by-play, bro.
Get a steam, make a friend. Okay? Get a steam, make a friend. That's why I'm an extrovert. Hey, let's go to the National Hockey League. We don't have to worry about being disappointed by Minnesota teams because the Wild have been eliminated in the first round. Although, if you are a Florida Panther fan, well, you are not liking tonight. The Carolina Hurricanes are up 2-0, but Florida does lead that series 3-1. That is the Eastern Final. The winner of that will take on either Dallas or Edmonton, and it looks like Edmonton could come out of the West, and I would love that. Because I just think Dallas, Norm Green sucks. So 2-0 Hurricanes over the Panthers, but Florida does lead that series 3-1. Can we just call it? Can we call it?
What else we got?
Can we call it? Okay. Let's go to Major League Baseball, where not a good day for the Minnesota Twins. They got shut out by the Tampa Bay Rays earlier on today, 5-0. Pablo Lopez.
Yeah, it wasn't his day.
No, it wasn't his day.
You'll throw in a clunker every now and then.
Yeah, absolutely. But Twins fall to the Tampa Bay Rays 5-0. The Houston Astros over the Oakland Athletics. Not Oakland. I feel like that's a swear jar. Every time that I say Oakland, I'm going to have to put something in the jar.
I mean, they are the Oakland Athletics.
I know. Well, they're Oakland playing in Sacramento. They're playing in
Vegas. Until they get to Vegas, they're Oakland.
I mean, they're the...
Regardless of where they're playing, who cares?
They're the Athletics. They are the traveling Athletics. Let me say, I should actually ask my friend Jessica Kleinschmidt, who does things for the A's. I should ask her, how do we address them? Now, you know what? And they're playing the A's too, so I should probably probably maybe even get her on the show. The Pittsburgh Pirates, Paul Skeens, got his fourth win of the year today as they defeated the Arizona Diamondbacks 10-1. The Marlins of the Padres 10-8. The Guardians came back as the Dodgers bullpen faltered late. Guardians over the Dodgers 7-4. The White Sox, how about this? The White Sox win on a day that the Twins don't. Juan Soto again struggled, but the Mets not worried about it. White Sox win their 18th game of the year. They win 9-4. And the Motor City Kitties, they just keep on trucking as they defeat the San Francisco Giants 4-3. Brewers over the White Sox 6-5. Three errors in that game did not help the Bo Sox. A game's currently in action. The Cardinals over the Orioles 6-4. The Kansas City Royals have come back and taken the lead over the Cincinnati Reds 2-1. The Chicago Cubs getting a good outing. And they lead the Colorado Rockies 2-0. That game is at the end of the fifth. The Rangers and Blue Jays are scoreless. Earlier today, I believe the Braves and the Phillies got postponed in Philly. And coming up in about 10 minutes, the Angels are hosting the New York Yankees. Oh, and one WNBA to talk about, because we just talked about the WNBA.
Yep.
The Indiana Fever, without Caitlin Clark, going to be out for a couple of weeks. Tough loss for Indiana, but an opportunity for other stars in the WNBA to make their name. The Washington Mystics leading the Indiana Fever. That game in Washington, 76-68. About a minute and a half left to go in the fourth.
Yeah, that's a tough one right there, because I'm a fan of Caitlin Clark's. She's going to be out a couple of weeks with a quad injury.
Yeah. Those soft muscle tissue.
It sounds like something that possibly happened in like a practice or something like that. But bottom line, man, when she's not playing, that's a bummer for the WNBA.
It is.
And they'll fall below 500 with her being out tonight, because they're going into the final minute of the game and they're going
to
lose.
Yeah, and I mean, they'll fall to 2-3. Washington will improve to 3-3. But you think about the WNBA without Caitlin Clark. I mean, I've seen stories where people are canceling their plans to Indiana.
Makes no sense.
Because because Caitlin Clark's not going to play. But I do feel like this is a chance for the WNBA overall to showcase some of their other stars outside of Caitlin Clark, because it's like Caitlin Clark and everybody else.
But that's one of the problems that I have with these people that are bandwagon jumpers, is support the entire league. Support all of the phenomenal women that they have playing. Like, Lexi Hall is one of my favorites. I love watching her.
Yeah, and that's the hard thing. How do you get those names out there to the casual fan when all they know is Caitlin Clark? That's the hard thing for the WNBA.
Don't be a casual, man. All right, that's going to wrap up the scoreboard. It is ugly in OKC.
Somebody throw the damn towel.
Coming up next, we got some changes with Southwest and United Airlines that we get to here on the Lake Show.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
All right, a couple of changes here with a couple of different airlines that we'll address so you guys are aware. Summer travel is upon us. We're going to get out and about. I'm assuming, Chris, that you at some point will get out with your family and you'll any air travel for you, I guess.
We haven't decided.
Haven't booked anything yet?
Yeah, I think we're going to make a possibly a little bit of a jaunt over to D.C. and see my wife's cousin, and she has been ensconced there for years, and she can kind of take us to all the cool places.
All right, so Southwest, we know that they announced the change back in March, that they're going to do away with the policy of, or actually implement the new policy of charging four bags. They said on Tuesday we'll be charging $35 for the first checked bag, $45 for the second checked bag, and that's going to be implemented. And the last day to book on Southwest Airlines without being hit with the fee, that was, I want to say, yesterday. So
thanks for bags fly free.
Yeah, so that's going out the door. That you to me, that made Southwest Airlines stand out.
Yes, and not in a good way. That was kind of one of the things that was a hook. Like, that was a hook to them. So
it was a hook.
I mean,
it made them stand out.
Yes, it did, absolutely, because that could have been past tense, could have been the difference maker for somebody.
To me, that's what makes Southwest at times, I say at times, cheaper.
Yes.
Because I don't think that Southwest Airlines is cheaper than Delta and some of the other airlines. I think they're just as more expensive. And then on top of that, then you want to add this on? I don't think this helps them.
It's in the long run.
Yeah,
it's the little thing right now with how people feel about air travel, whether it's the apprehension or it's the cost. You need to do something to perceive that you are consumer friendly. You need to give people the impression that you're consumer friendly. And this is the opposite. But, you know, hey, you guys do you.
So that's what's happening with Southwest. Typically, when you do utilize air travel, who do you fly? I'm a Delta guy.
Yeah, we usually use Delta, maybe United every once in a while, but I mean, we're primarily Delta.
Now, when I was living in KC, I used Southwest a lot.
What is the, isn't there like
they don't have a hub there.
Okay, I was going to say they're not a hub, but I was thinking there was like a primary airline that came out of, came out of KC. Okay.
Nope. Okay. And then the other bit of news that we should mention is United Airlines. They have a new policy beginning on June the 3rd with regards to check-in time. So starting on June 3rd, United Airlines will require all domestic passengers to check in for their flights at least 45 minutes before departure. Domestic travelers who fail to check in on time could be denied checking their bags or be forced to miss their flights. The change brings greater consistency for our customers by aligning with our current checked baggage deadline and the check-in policies followed by most other airlines, according to a spokesperson from United Airlines. I don't really understand this one, though.
What's not to like?
I mean, why do they need to change from where they were at with the 30 minutes to the 45? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, why they would make it 30 to 45?
The check-in cutoff time is now 45,
rather than 30.
That part I just don't get.
Yeah, I mean, maybe there were just some logistic things that they kind of ran into with people that are trying to get their last minute. Like I don't.
Yeah, but if you're a business traveler, like
you kind of have that on.
That's a little bit of a headache. It is. It just is. Like you're going to always have people running through airports trying to get to where they got to go and connecting flights. How about, like, when it's not your fault and you've got a connector?
Yeah, but then, I mean, where do you draw the line, though, with what's your fault? Is it another airline, or is it just, you know, you not being able to get to the gate? I don't, this 15 minutes.
No, but what I'm saying is that I don't understand why they're knocking off the 15 minutes. Because I don't think it's worth it to go from the 45 to the 30. I'm just trying to figure out how it makes things more simpler. It'd be different if it's Henry Lake is getting ready to go to summer league and he needs to get to the airport way ahead of time and check in. That's different than a business traveler or somebody with a connecting flight. Yes, or somebody that travels all the time.
And you're already working with a very small window. No,
it's on business.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I understand that. If you're talking about a regular, if you're talking about just the normal person like me or you, we check in a day early. Like it's just peace of mind. I would have to think it's something logistically with them that extra 15 minutes is something that they need, whether it's to prep the plane, whether it's maintenance, whether it's gate agents. You know, there's got to be something that they have looked at in their preparation that they need that extra 15 minutes in order to get ready for the flight. That would be my only guess to it, because you wouldn't just put an arbitrary 15 minutes out there just for giggles, just because you can. I would think that you would, again, continue to try and give your, you know, your patrons, your consumers, try to give them as much of an opportunity to catch their flight as they can. But I have to imagine this was something internally that they needed.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. I don't know. It just feels a little bit weird. But anyway, yeah, the Southwest thing, it's going to be super interesting to see what their numbers look like a year from now.
Yeah, what is the blowback going to be? Because if you're going to be like everybody else with the charge bag, then what is the hook to get people to choose you instead of to choose somebody else? Like, what is something that you can put out there in terms of a marketing campaign to say, okay, well, yeah, you're going to have to check your bags, but now we're going to allow, you know, children or we're, you know, to fly free. There's got to be something, some concession that you've got to make to them, because right now this isn't a good, or maybe they're not going to. Maybe this is just like, hey, we're just going to do this for the money. And if we lose people, then we can be like the tariffs. When people freak out, we'll be like, we were just kidding. We're not going to do this. We're going to rescind this policy.
The Minnesota Timberwolves are down 30 points.
You want the 8.5 points?
Unbelievable. This team is getting ran out of the gym.
Yeah. It's...
this is embarrassing. This is embarrassing.
Would you compare this to Game 3 when the Wolves ran Oklahoma City off at Target Center?
Oh, yeah. This is the same type of situation.
Okay. Oklahoma City has scored more in the second quarter with 30 seconds left than the Wolves have in the entire first half. 37-32.
Man, this is rough. Rough watch, people. Rough watch indeed. All right. Coming up next. Wood didn't get to it at 7:45, but we're going to get to it to close out the show. We'll do headlines. That's next year on the Lake Show. All righty. Hopefully headlines will distract me from what's going on in OKC, but the Wolves are down 31 points at halftime. Yikes.
K Can't have the largest comeback if you don't get down by 31.
Actually, 33.
33?
My bad.
Well, hey, at least it's not wire to wire, so, you know, they can't have it from beginning to end. Okay, see.
Basically, it's wire to wire.
Basically is not the same thing.
Basically, it is.
No, basically is not facts. The Wolves had a 3-0 lead.
I just say that basically is facts. They basically have lost the game since they got up 3-0. They were up 3-0. They haven't led since. So that's basically they trailed the entire game.
But yes. It's still not technically.
Is that a fact?
It's not technically.
Is that a fact?
Yes.
Okay.
But is it a fact that wire to wire is beginning tip
of
off?
Of course,
to
we
end?
Know that.
See,
that ain't saying much.
So I want a bright spot, man. Yeah. You know, this is just
you're reaching, bro.
This is ugly. Hey. How? I just pulled something, reaching for something with the Wolves tonight. Hey, a disturbing story here for us that are pet lovers. According to new criminal charges, a Twin Cities man is accused of significantly damaging a St. Paul apartment and throwing a French bulldog puppy out of a window to its death in November, according to new criminal charges. Prosecutors in Ramsey County charged 27-year-old Jake W. Scandra to Blaine last week with animal torture and first-degree property damage, both felonies, in connection with the November 30th incident in an apartment on George Street, and a warrant has been issued for his arrest. According to the criminal complaint, a woman told police Scandra was staying at her apartment to care for the unit and her pets while she was out of town. Police were called to the unit on November 30th after the upstairs neighbor reported a dog was thrown out of a window. The woman who allegedly saw the incident on her Ring camera then found a dead French bulldog puppy in a pile of leaves. Police reviewed the footage and saw a small dog thrown through a window, according to the complaint. The woman who allowed Scandra to stay at her apartment told investigators the French bulldog was not hers, but a dog that Scandra had recently obtained. The woman also said in an audio-only camera in her daughter's room that captured sounds like a dog being tortured. The upstairs neighbor also told police she heard loud noises and the sounds of things breaking being thrown into walls. A few days after the November 30th incident, a miniature poodle was found dead and frozen solid in the trash outside the apartment. Damn. Police obtained records showing Kendrick had taken his poodle to the vet on November 29th, but the dog tentatively diagnosed with bronchitis and prescribed medication. If convicted of both charges, Scandrett faces up to 7 years in prison.
This is terrible, dude. Like, why would you have a pet if you're going to torture the pet? Like, this is like anything in life. Not everybody should be a parent. Because mm-hmm. not everybody should have children. Not everybody should be the owners of pets.
No.
Because some people just aren't good people.
No.
This is terrible.
They're not. It's absolutely, this is disgusting. This is appalling. And 7 years is not enough for torturing those small animals. If an animal.
7 years is enough.
If an animal is sick and you've got medication, give the animal the medication.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean. Yeah, again, being a pet owner, this is absolutely insane.
This is insane.
It infuriates me to no end. Hey, let's go down to the business here, Henry. The Albertville Premium Outlets, maybe one of the premier outlets in the entire metro or just on the outside, is going to offer a little more to shoppers this summer.
Shopping, really?
Yeah, they've.
Oh, I got to hear this. I like this one. Because I like Albertville.
It's a great strip, just off of 94, the Albert Mall strip or Albertville strip mall.
I know where it's at.
Absolutely, like for those that haven't been in that area, fantastic. Shopping center has unveiled the addition of 4 new storefronts, including Offline by Aerie, which is now open. I know you're going to like this one. Like, it's an expansion of Aerie's legging collection.
Selling
a variety of women's active wear like bike shorts, fleeces, sports bras, and more. It's going to sit next to Aerie's other Albertville store in the Gap outlet. Now, while it hasn't detailed opening dates, the Albertville Premium Outlets has also announced that it would soon be home to the storefronts from Ann Taylor and Loft. Both are going to open before the end of the year. Elsewhere, mall staple Auntie Anne's. We all know Auntie Anne's. It's offered a shopping... opened a shop offering free smells of the free pretzels, as well as the actual pretzels. Well, they are not free.
Well, hold on. So wait, all of the new shops are for women?
Yeah.
What about us? What about the bros?
I'm sorry, man.
Come on now.
I think this is a very sexist, it's a very sexist decision, right? By the Albertville Premium Outlets. Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying.
Nothing for the
I'm
fellas
just saying,
out there?
Hook a brother up. That's
man,
all I'm saying.
You're catering to the women, and Henry Lake doesn't like it.
I'm just saying, hook a brother up. A brother likes a good deal.
Well, they got pretzels.
I'm not good for my diet. I'm doing raw fruits and vegetables right
now.
Yeah,
well, you and I are on a different meal plans there. You know what? We got 30 seconds left, so we'll save the other one for tomorrow because it's kind of a serious topic that I want to get into. But
sounds good. Well, it's a very serious topic in that the Wolves are down 33, so their season's done. We'll talk about it tomorrow night.
Don't give up.
As well as other things right here.
Okay, give up.
On the Good Neighbor. Are you a quitter? Are you a quitter?
Yes.
I'm not a quitter.
I'm leave traffic early guy. I'm like out in the car right now, and I've moved on to baseball.
Twins are off. We got a full show for you guys. Talk to you then.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.